Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
U.S. takes on England in group play. A win for the U.S. would put it in a great position to advance to the next round. With us live from Qatar is LA Times soccer writer Kevin Baxter. He's actually on a bus right now traveling to the stadium for that match that begins at 11 o'clock this morning our time. It's going to be 10 at night over there, riding on a bus. How smooth is the ride?
Yeah, it's actually great. But the big thing is this is the longest road trip the U.S. will make in this tournament. It's about a 60-mile round-trip bus ride, 30 one way, 30 the other way. Because Doha is so compact and stadiums are so close together, this is the longest trip they'll make. In Brazil, in their last World Cup, they traveled 13,000 miles to play four games. So the players are loving this new World Cup.
And England seems to be the favorite right now. So how big of a win would it be if the U.S. pulled an upset?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. First of all, the U.S. has never lost to England in a World Cup. A lot of people don't know that. They've only played twice. They beat them in 1950, and there was a draw in 2010 in South Africa. So that's the good news. The U.S. has never lost to England in a World Cup. The bad news is, since that game in 1950, the U.S. has played European teams 19 times, and they've only won one game. So it depends on how you look at it. But the England game always looms big because, you know, traditional relationships between the U.S. and England. And I think a lot of people look at the Premier League as the number one prestige league in the world, kind of like the NFL in football. And you know, England is ranked number five in the world right now. So, it would be a big upset. But the U.S. has a lot of players that play in England. Eight players on the team, on this roster, play in England. In the last game, 10 of the 11 starters played in major European leagues. So this is not your father's or grandfather's U.S. national team. This is an experienced European-based team. These guys play each other every week, so there's no intimidation factor anymore.
Oh, I see. And what would happen if there was a draw? How would the U.S. look in a draw?
Well, you know, as far as the setup goes for advancing to the second round, we've only played one game here, but everything changed this afternoon when Iran beat Wales 2-0, two goals in stoppage time. I think the popular conception going in was that England would win all three games and Iran would lose all three games, and then it would come down to the U.S. and Wales. Well, Wales drew the U.S. in the first game and looked to be in good position going into this game with Iran. Now losing, that throws everything wide open. If the U.S. were to get a point in this game, they would be in great position going into their final group stage game with Iran. They would be in charge of their own destiny. A win would put them through. If they beat England, they're even in even better position. So this is a big game, but the one thing that I'll mention, the one caution is Greg Berhalter, the U.S. coach, does have a tendency to overthink things. And I think when he looked at the Iran result, he may have decided, well, maybe this is a game we can't win against England. Maybe we should be cautious. Maybe we should rest the four guys who are on yellow cards. Maybe we should change our tactics. I think that would be a mistake. Just go play the game that you told the team you were going to play and see what happens. So we'll see what his approach is. If the U.S. goes cautious, that is not a good sign.
All right, very quickly, they've been trying to make soccer a bigger and bigger sport here in the U.S. How big of a boon would it be for soccer if the U.S. team advanced to the next round?
Well, you know, they've actually had a pretty good record since 2002. They didn't make the World Cup last year, but at the World Cups they played in, they've advanced to the knockout round in three of their last four World Cups. They got to the quarterfinals in 2002, so this would not be out of the question, but I will say this is the second youngest team in the tournament. This team is being groomed, really, for 2026 when the World Cup comes to the U.S. That's the goal. This is to get experience. If the U.S. gets to the second round, I don't want to say it's gravy. That's what they came here to do, to get out of the group stage. But the real aim for this team is 2026.
All right, got it. Thank you so much. LA Times soccer writer Kevin Baxter live in Qatar, riding a bus on the way to the big match, USA versus England. Of course, we'll keep you apprised of how that game is going right here on KNX. Right now, it is 6:51. Let's get a look at Bunny.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.